Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site, and that includes the ability for you to actually create the content. So the stuff you see as you're scrolling down the front page, the numbered items, those items were submitted by listeners like you. The numbers are votes, which were also tallied and added by listeners like you, or subtracted, because you can vote up or down on whether you like or dislike something. And so if you think there's something you found online that you think belongs on the air, submit it as show prep. Or maybe you just want other listeners to see it. Submit it as show prep. It'll then appear on the upcoming stories page, where it awaits a certain number of votes before it's promoted to the front page of the site. And, of course, it's all free, so go over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So we were talking about the Constitution, and there's this news piece, Johnny Ray, that you're sharing with us. I guess an opinion piece from the New York Times, written by someone who is an allegedly constitutional scholar at one time, who's now deciding, you know, this Constitution thing, what do you really need it for anyway?
Someone who has taught constitutional law for almost 40 years.
Yeah, and he is basically ready to throw it out the window.
Right.
And is he right about that, by the way? 855, 453. Is he on to something here, that the Constitution is an impedance, an annoyance on, you know, progress?
Well, the problem that I have, and likely, I recall this article, but not clearly, I think this guy is the problem that I have, is that lots of people don't like the Constitution. In fact, I think it upon questioning, even the people that, would claim that they think the Constitution's a document inspired by God, and believe me, I used to be one of them, that even when you start asking them about specific sections, they'd be like, oh, yeah, well, whatever. And the problem with a new getting rid of the old Constitution is you're going to need some kind of governing document. And if you need some kind of governing document, then, all the people that have, ideas of, say, positive rights. By positive rights, I mean rights that require something from someone else. The right to free speech comes from within yourself. That's a negative right. It doesn't require anything from anyone else. Mm-hmm. A positive right requires, say, the right to medical care. It means that some doctor has to work on me, whether they like it or not. So that's I'm really scared of those people.
My differences with the Constitution, I just like both of you guys, I was a reverent of the Constitution. It was great. It was if we're going to have a system, then it needs to be codified. It needs to be concrete. It needs to be on paper, and we can all look at it, and this is what it is. And
there needs
there
to be
you
rules,
have it.
Right? Rules that have been agreed upon, and
thank you.
That
rules
are followed.
Rules. And my problem with the Constitution came. I was a fan of Limbaugh, and he taught me about the evils of taxation and I read the Constitution to see what the Constitution had to say about raising money for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution, their method of raising money for the government was through tariffs, basically. Am I right, Mark?
Yeah, that was their form of, yeah, sure.
And I thought about that for a little while, and I thought, well, tariffs are no better than an income tax. They just affect a different kind of people in a different way. They
affect anybody who buys anything that was shipped from outside the country.
Yeah, they're no better or worse than any other kind of tax. So that's where we started to part ways, and I started thinking, well, the Constitution it ain't special.
Well, I think, some of the concepts that were outlined in the Bill of Rights are good ideas. I mean, they absolutely protecting people's, freedom of religion and freedom of speech and, right to defend oneself and, some of these things are really important, but over time, as I've been paying attention to what actually goes on, is that the words don't seem to stop very much. Now, this guy's frustrated because he believes that the words in the Constitution have stopped a lot of the things that he wants to see come to fruition, but I don't know if I agree with him. I mean, maybe it hasn't happened as fast as he might like, but it certainly seems to me like all of these constitutional provisions that he's complaining about getting in the way haven't really been in the way to any significant extent. I mean, the police can search your stuff anytime they want to. In New York City and Philly, they're doing stop and frisks on the street. In a small town in Arkansas, they're forcing people to ID themselves on the streets.
This guy's main complaint so far has been...
Well, we haven't gotten to it yet, I don't think.
The complaint that he's had so far is that spending items can't be originated in the Senate.
Right.
Oh my God, I'm horrified.
Yeah. Well, he's an academic.
I can see how my rights are being subjugated by 200-year dead white landowners.
I mean, if the Constitution really did protect people's rights, I would probably rush to its defense. As far as this guy's concerned,
I think it protects some.
Maybe to a small extent, but
how small?
If anything, it just, I don't know. I think really what it does is it provides the excuse that the government bureaucrats can point to say every now and then, look, we're doing the right thing, we're protecting rights. Every now and then the courts, for instance, will make the right choice and they'll slap something down. That way people can say, see, the Constitution's still working. The court has upheld this, this thing has been, this is wrong, that the police have been arresting people for recording video in public and the courts have upheld that was wrong. See, the Constitution is still in place. All the while, it's clearly been violated left and right.
Let me put a finer point on that, if I could, Ian. I mean, we've looked at these economic freedom charts from around the world. The United States tends to show up somewhere between 8th and 17th on them, I think, currently. Yeah. And there are nations with governing documents that many, myself included, I have a bias towards the Constitution, would say that those governing documents do not protect rights nearly as well as the Constitution does, but how did these nations become more economically free than the United States?
Indeed.
Well, I would posit that the United States Constitution basically gives free rein around the amount around military spending. The United States, being the supposed reluctant superpower from post-World War II, reluctant superpower, has... it is essentially the protector of the rights of everybody from a military standpoint. They are, they keep the shipping lanes clear with their Navy. That's expensive. The United States has got like 20-something aircraft carriers.
Yeah, but the Constitution also says they're only supposed to have the military for a temporary period of time.
There's the funding of the military needs to be re-upped every 2 years. I mean,
but the intention of the way that was to limit the military.
Well,
they
didn't write
existing.
It very well, and this is the problem with the Constitution. It was a compromise.
Yeah.
Well, it's impossible to write it perfectly.
Supposedly, a lot of the people would say that it is written perfectly.
Right. The Supreme Court, don't they get into debates over grammar all the time?
I think another problem with
that's why I think the rule of law is not something that you should aspire to, because it ain't going to happen ever. Men are more powerful than laws. They always will be.
Right. They'll always get around the words that they wrote down. And I think that the Supreme Court is probably, in my opinion, the very, one of the best reasons to get rid of the Constitution is because ultimately laws, they codify the laws. They say whether they're constitutional or not, whether they can exist or not. They put the detail in there. They tell them what they can do, what they can't do, and this is of 9 people that are up there for life. They can do whatever they want, and only 5 of them have to agree on something. So you essentially have 5 people who have to, don't get voted on, are the ones that tell us what our laws are.
So is there more that you want to share from this piece?
Well, there are a couple of things. Before I go on, I wanted to say my favorite quip about the Constitution is that it is that thing that prevents the government from doing all the horrible things that it does. And I don't know who said that, but I certainly didn't come up with that on my own. Moving on with the article. No sooner was the Constitution in place than our leaders began ignoring it. John Adams supported the Alien and Sedition Act, which violated the First Amendment's guarantee of freedom of speech. Thomas Jefferson thought every Constitution should expire after a single generation.
Now, this is just an interesting thought to me.
Uh-huh.
I find Thomas Jefferson to be one of the most interesting of the Enlightenment thinkers. And, why in the world should the document be around more than a generation?
Indeed.
Yeah. But, I mean, what did my son Jack do to assent to being ruled by the Constitution?
Absolutely nothing, just like all of us.
We will come back with more on this discussion, and your thoughts are welcome. If you'd like to jump in here at 855-450-FREE, you can also bring up anything you want. That's toll-free, 855-450-FREE, or Skype us at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code, Radio 13.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. The Constitution. Is it outdated? Is it time to just flush it? I mean, has it already been flushed? That's another question. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. You can also connect to us on Skype at lrn.fm. And, Mark, give me an update on the flower giveaways. Have you done all of them at this point? What's going on with that?
No, I am going to be doing one more flower giveaway starting. I'm going to start it. I started it just a little while ago on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. And it's good until noon tomorrow. And so you can go over there and pick a number. I think it's between 5,000 and 6,000 or something like that.
Okay.
And
you could win a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.com.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, ProFlowers.com has some really great arrangements. The one that I got and that you can get, is by going to ProFlowers.com and clicking on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and typing in FTL is the 100 Blooms of Love arrangement with a free glass vase. And it's really great. You're getting 50% off, which is a great deal. It's a great idea to get some flowers for Valentine's Day. It's hard to look bad with this beautiful arrangement. John, you ready to take a look?
It's very nice.
It's nice. It's nice. It's a huge bouquet.
It's full. It's colorful.
It's full. It really is. You're going to feel like you know, it's going to brighten anybody's day. So, and just for another $10 more, you can get a spa kit and gourmet chocolates with the upgrade. Just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter coupon code FTL or give them a call at 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention FTL in order to get the deal. So, there you go.
Can I look at that one more
time?
There
you go.
That makes me feel good.
Nice. So just to clarify, you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you post only in the thread that you've posted the giveaway?
That's right.
And you post a number between 5,000 and 6,000, a random number that...
I'm trying to find the post here so that I can tell you precisely what it says, but I think
you will choose a winner at noon Eastern tomorrow. And that winner will be given a $50 gift card from ProFlowers.
That's right. I will mail it to them via first-class mail. It ends at noon on 2/6/13.
Is this only...
And you must guess a number between 5,001 and 6,000.
Is this only valid on Facebook? What about Twitter?
No.
No, it is not valid.
No.
You give up on the Twitter thing because it wasn't enough response?
I had one more. I had had a double winner on one of the Facebook giveaways. So
two people picked the same number?
Two people picked the same number.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have to be the same number. They would just have to be closest, by the
right.
way. But in this case, they picked the same number, and so I had to give them both an award. And Twitter wasn't doing very well. You know, shame on the Twitter folks. I was getting, it's a number between, thousands of people listening to this show. I'm getting five guesses. On Twitter.
Yeah, we've got way more followers on Facebook anyway.
Not that many more.
Really?
Not compared to the amount of guesses I'm getting on Facebook. People just hang out on Facebook more, I think.
Yeah, it could be it. So there you go. You gotta like us on Facebook to qualify for this. So go now, hit the like button on our Facebook page, and then hover over it to select the Get Notifications option. So you'll know, because it's not the only contest we're going to do on Facebook. There will be more in the future. So it's a good idea to subscribe to those notifications now. 855-453, the toll-free number. Johnny Ray, we're talking about this article from the New York Times asking about should the Constitution basically be thrown away at this point? And I think that some people would argue that it should, because it's already been effectively thrown away, that, as Lysander Spooner put it, it has either authorized the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent it. Some would argue that it's just a dead letter already, and that if anything, if it appears to be stemming the flow of tyranny, that it's just more of something that the courts are doing to make it look like tyranny isn't rising as fast as it is, or that there's still some semblance of a rule of the Constitution over top of what the federal government does, more for PR purposes than anything else.
Yeah, I'm imagining three groups of people. Number one, there's people like you and me who think that it's pointless. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. There's people who do revere the Constitution for what it is or what it's supposed to be, a guarantor of our freedoms and a codification of things, of the role, the nature of government. The way that I think all of us used to look at the Constitution was in light of enumerated powers. The Constitution said what the government could do, and anything mm-hmm. that wasn't in there, they had no business doing.
Yeah.
So that's my second group. And then my third group is, I think, where Michael Seidman falls in. And
that's the author of this article?
Thank you, okay. The author of this article. He sees it as a hurdle.
Mm-hmm.
and an unnecessary stumbling block for progressive policy.
More government.
Yeah.
He wants more government, and he feels like it's in the way.
Yes.
We feel like it's not in the way at all. He feels like it's in the way.
I'm all for progress. I just have, please prove to me that progressives have some kind of monopoly on progress. Because, frankly, I don't think they're progressive. What I've heard is just what I would call socialists. Now, I mean, I'd call them more lefties type socialists. I think that anybody who believes that the government has a monopoly privilege is a socialist. I think that, you know, Republicans and Democrats alike in this country are socialists. Socialism means the government ownership of the means of production. If the government claims to own your body through income tax and claims to own your land through property tax, it owns the means of production.
Yeah, progressive politics in my mind is backwards as hell.
Not progressive. I mean, it's from 100 and something years ago. How can that be called progressive?
Well, it's just a relabeling of liberal, right? And, of course, liberal a couple hundred years ago didn't mean what liberal meant today. And so they've just shifted terms in the same way that, smart libertarians have gotten rid of the libertarian term and have adopted something else like voluntarist because the terms have changed over the years. They don't mean the same things.
So moving on, in the first part of this article that I read in the last segment, Michael Seidman, the author, talks about ways the Constitution has been disobeyed by the founders themselves, some reasons why it's silly to straitjacket yourself to the Constitution, and he continues, "In the face of this long history of disobedience, it is hard to take seriously the claim by the Constitution's defenders that we would be reduced to a Hobbesian state of nature if we asserted our freedom from this ancient text. Our sometimes flagrant disregard of the Constitution has not produced chaos or totalitarianism. On the contrary, it has helped us to grow and prosper."
When he calls it an ancient text, the Constitution is the oldest governing document in the world.
Well, I have to disagree that it has absolutely, brought the situation is totalitarianism. I mean, we have a government that deigns to rule over absolutely everyone, that treats people like sheep, and it treats them like they're owned, and it treats them like they're their property. And I consider, a micromanaging government that has rules for everyone, for every businessman, for every individual, that has penalties that involve caging, that involve death, that involve, a variety of different horrible circumstances, as absolutely totalitarian. But someone who's like this guy, who believes that government, no matter what it does, as long as it's doing things in the name of progress, is completely acceptable.
Yeah, I think that last sentence of this paragraph, that our disregard of the Constitution has helped us to grow and prosper, is pretty crazy.
It's certainly true that it has helped the state to grow,
right,
and the
That's
state
what you mean.
Is prosperous. Right. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-450-FREE. You may comment on the Constitution, or you can take control of the airwaves. And in studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're inviting you to our website. You can get signed up. We talked about Facebook before, but we do also have Twitter and an email list. So if you'd like to be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the email list, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. I guess like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. But anyway, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and that'll make it easy to accomplish all those things from one place. Once again, news.freetalklive.com.
The Mortgage Minute guy wants you to know that the FHA is changing its rules, and they'll likely not be as favorable to borrowers when they're done. It's what you need to do is take advantage of the best rates in the market that the markets have had to offer in my lifetime, likely, and get these lower costs before April the 1st of this year, when these new rules are going to go into play. If you've been thinking about getting some kind of refi going for whatever reason, or you're getting a new house, maybe you need to step it up. Obviously, I can't give you all the specifics on the changes here on this little radio program, but you can call Mortgage Minute Guy, and one of his professionals will give you the rundown. Roger Schlesinger has been a name in the mortgage industry for many years. He's been with Free Talk Live for some time. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Again, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. You can either call him or go to the website.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We talked to Gus listening in Houston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gus.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling about the Constitution and what Mark said about it earlier.
What was that?
Well, I mean, did you say something about how it was not really relevant anymore?
I think that we've all been kind of saying that, but yeah, I think that the document has become less relevant, sure.
Yeah, well, it's largely irrelevant.
Yeah.
But I wanted to take it back a little bit further, back to the Declaration and you know, the unalienable rights that mm-hmm. people have just mm-hmm. by being human beings. You know, and we tried to put those down on paper, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, well, that's right. A lot of people misunderstand the Constitution. The kind of the statist view on the Constitution is the Constitution granted people rights, as though rights come from a piece of paper that was written by people. But as you obviously understand, we have them because we're human beings, and that you know, the Constitution was written to specifically outline those rights and specifically say, hey, government, you're not supposed to be violating these rights of the people. But as you're pointing out, it hasn't really worked out.
No, it hasn't worked out at all.
What else did you want to share, Gus?
Oh, that was it.
Appreciate you. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Lawrence is on the line. He's listening to XM Satellite Radio, where we got a little bit of good news and a little bit of bad news. The bad news is we have been cut back to 1 hour per night during weeknights on XM as America's Talk. But the good news is that 1 hour is live again, so we're back on
news
in the 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern hour. So if you're listening on XM, you're hearing our third hour of the show. But you are finally hearing it live again, because we used to be delayed broadcast, and I believe that change went into effect yesterday. So welcome back to our live listeners on America's Talk. And Lawrence, you're one of them. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, brother. Say,
sure.
You know what? I've been, you know, following the news, and, you know, I just want to talk about, and this segues into the Constitution. Where, you know, the Posse Comitatus Act means, basically, we can't put military forces on our American streets. But we got a retired black man, Jesse Jackson, and I'm a black man. I'm a liberal. Used to be a Democrat, but now I'm an independent. We got this crazy black man talking about we want homeland security on the streets of Chicago because of all the gun violence. But yet instead, we aren't talking about urban development, putting resources into the urban community. We're talking about militarizing our neighborhoods and our cities, but we ain't talking about putting guns. We ain't talking about putting jobs and education. We building prisons. You know, I mean, we're getting duped. As American citizens, we're getting duped.
No doubt about that. That's because the government is really good at pointing guns at people. I mean, that's what they do. They're not so good at doing anything else beyond that. I mean, if they try to do something else, they usually are really terrible at it, and it costs a whole lot of money. So what they could do if they cared about economic development is get the hell out of the way and stop taxing people, especially poor people, because any tax tends to hit poor people the hardest, and is get the hell out of the way, let people start their own businesses without having to beg some government bureaucrat's permission to do so. But no, what they want to do is they want to point guns at people, have Homeland Security agents on the streets. Oh, and by the way, if you want to go ahead and open up your own business and you don't go and beg some bureaucrat's permission, those Homeland Security agents are going to come to your business and they're going to shut you down and they're going to point guns at you to make you shut down.
And you know what? You know, that is so elementary. You know, I don't even understand what's going on. Is it in the water in America? Are we sipping the Kool-Aid or something? I'm serious, man. I mean, because you got Al Sharpton, and I'm not against legal immigration. I'm not against the gays. I'm not against nobody. I don't have a dog in none of them fights. But my point is this. If you're going to talk about legalizing people who came here illegally, you're going to give them amnesty and let them, you know, facilitate red all into the country. We are paying for this. The taxpayers here are paying for this illegal immigration. We educating them. We giving them free medical. But yet instead, we can't give every American citizen free medical.
Here's an idea. Let me run something by you here, Lawrence, because I'm a little concerned with some of what you're saying here. How about this? How about instead of everybody being forced to pay for services for everyone else, we just stop paying the government and then let anybody come here who wants to come make a better life for themselves without having to ask permission first?
Well, hey, but you know what? I would agree with that if the countries that they come from will let us go to their countries. You know, now I figure like...
Well, that would be nice, but why not lead the way, right? Like, so what if the U.S. led the way and actually did allow people to come here, and there weren't any guaranteed, you know, welfare or anything like that? Look, if you want to come here, you just got to come here and make a better life for yourself, and you can't count on, you know, a free handout or anything like that. If the U.S. led the way for the world and showed people, hey, this freedom thing actually works, letting people come here and make a better life and immigrate here is actually working, then I think you might see other countries around the world want to imitate that, because they would realize that immigration was a really good thing to have.
Yeah, and in support of that idea, Ian, the U.S. has got loads and loads and loads of wide open spaces for people to move into. The United States is a very sparsely populated land.
It's true. It's true. Lawrence, any other thoughts you want to share?
And you know what? What you just said is true. If you're a student of history, that's how this country was founded. Anybody in the world could come here and make a life. But big business, capitalism stepped in the way, and regulations followed. You see, so can we put the genie back in the bottle? Because what you said is true. I mean, you know, you can't argue that point. What you said is definitely true. That's the way it used to be in the 1800s, the 1700s, and throughout, up until the industrial age at the turn of the century. That's when we really started regulating immigration, and that's when capitalism really came in to exploitation of other people. So you're right. You know, if we could go back to the basics, we would have a better life for everybody. I agree 100%.
Lawrence, I want to thank you, man. I appreciate your call tonight, and thanks for listening to us on XM Satellite Radio. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Any thoughts on the capitalism comments?
I think the capitalism's a loaded word. You know, I mean, I try not to use it in my speech. What capitalism means to me is the freedom to spend your money on what you want, the freedom to keep your money. To me, capitalism is the free market. But
I totally disagree.
A lot of people don't believe that. They see it in different ways, and so I don't like to use terms that you know, that muddy the water. I think at some point you have to stand up and you know, fight for a term, but I don't. The capitalism isn't a hill that I'm willing to die on.
Yeah, same with me. It's pretty meaningless to me. I used to be a big fan of the word. Now I care really nothing for it. It's almost synonymous with fascism, the public private partnership. Partnership to me.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I think that the free market is just the free market, and within the free market, you can have capitalism. You can also have communism, as long as everybody's playing voluntarily with one another.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. Also, you can Skype us at lrn.fm. Once again, lrn.fm is our username on Skype. And we'll continue here. Of course, we will take your calls about anything, whether you want to talk about the Constitution or the police, as we talked about earlier in the show. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live.
BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million different locations around the world, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com. Show them how you select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's bitinstant.com.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
Now, maybe you got something important you want to say. There is something that I want to talk about that we haven't talked about all night, and I've got to get it off my chest. I won't forgive myself if I don't.
All right, go for it.
My game of the week for my Android operating device.
You've been playing it in here during some of the breaks.
It's so beautiful and fun. It's called Radiant Defense. Really, what I want to tell everybody about is the developer. The developer is a company called Hexage Limited, and they're at hexage.net.
H-E-X-A-G-E.
Very good. One of their ethics is beautiful games. This game is very colorful. Hmm. Like I said, it's called Radiant Defense. It's a tower defense game.
Meaning there's little guys that are coming to attack your tower, and you must put up weapons and things to defend.
Yeah, you put up little turrets. Also, you can change the path. You build the maze they go through.
Okay.
So you route them around in the most efficient manner.
The least efficient manner.
The most efficient manner for your slaughtering.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The least efficient manner for their survival. And I looked at their website. They've got these other games. This game, Radiant Defense, is in the Radiant universe. They've got a game called Radiant, which is, it starts out looking like, I haven't played it, but I can't wait to play all these games.
What kind of money do you have to spend to get this stuff, though?
Almost every game they have is available for free.
Really?
With some in-app purchases.
in-app purchases, meaning like you could buy some kind of fancy weapon or something? What would you...
Exactly. Okay. I think that I paid... I think Radiant Defense ended up costing me about $4. It was $1.99 mm-hmm. at the outset, although I believe there is a free version of it.
So you could try it and then decide if you really like it.
Yeah, you gotcha. Can... Yeah. And so there were some special weapons, some super weapons I could buy mm-hmm. for 99 cents each. But I was looking, they don't have a game that's over $1.99. Most of them, they've got free versions of them. But there's this game called Radiant where it looks like Space Invaders, but it morphs into asteroids and all different kinds of other games. But not only that, it's got this wonderful storyline. This game has got a great sense of humor. I'm assuming that it does too. Also, you can take your ship, and it's got some 21st century gameplay mechanics. Like imagine Space Invaders. And you can buy upgrades for your ship, and it levels up and stuff. And
did you have a ship in Space Invaders?
Yeah,
that's when you're shooting from the ground, right?
Tanky type thing.
Oh, the ship that goes back and forth.
Yeah,
right. Okay,
just moves back and forth.
I thought of it as a spaceship.
Yeah.
It's got those
fly.
Little bunkers that's behind. You know,
like a rail gun or something like that, or whatever. Anyway, it's a cool looking game. You were playing it last week when you were over here after the show.
Right.
And it is
right.
an attractive looking game.
It's as far as I know, it's not revolutionary. It observes all the standard tropes of tower defense games,
but it does it so well.
Yeah. And the story is wonderful. The protagonist is a guy named Commander, and he's got his smile is so white that it glows.
Funny.
Cool, man. So Johnny Ray's game of the week. I liked it.
Got a radiant smile.
This is a good thing.
Oh, well, I stole it. I stole the Game of the Week concept from another podcast.
That's okay. It's borrowing. You haven't stolen it because they still have it.
I will give credit to the Quarter to Three podcast.
Quarter
to Three game podcast.
So I do have something to talk about, which is also a media-related discussion. It won't be a very lengthy one, but I'm pretty excited because Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, we've been talking about the DVD coming out here now for a little while. In fact, we've been promoting it for several weeks. It was unfortunately delayed due to what the producer called a comedy of errors. And when I say producer, I mean the executive or the distributor, the manufacturer. They were switching locations at the new turn of the new year, and somebody missed a deadline somewhere for whatever reason. We didn't get to release it at the end of January as we had hoped. It's going to come out officially in 2 weeks, but I know that it's actually going to happen this time because I actually have the DVD in my hands, and those who are watching on the cam can see this is real. Like, this is the actual sealed copy of the DVD. Mm-hmm. I have a box of 100 of these things, so I know that means Amazon is being shipped however many hundreds they need to fulfill orders. I don't know if there have been hundreds of
pre-orders. For those of you that wouldn't believe Ian, unless you saw it on the cam, and but you can't get a hold of the cam, I'll just go ahead and let you know he is holding a DVD.
Yep, it's really Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, and it's a sharp-looking DVD. It's got the nice spine, which says Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree.
That's a nice touch.
So when it's in your collection, it'll be very easy to identify, so you'll be able to pull it out and share it with your friends, with your family, with people you want to offend.
Just go ahead and pull it out and share it with people you want to offend.
Yeah, well, because it's a controversial film. I mean, Mark, you were talking about how aggravated you were after watching
it. Yeah, I watched it, and I was really upset. For one, I mean, Derek's my friend, and obviously he's the protagonist, but it just, you know, knowing some of the dumb things that occurred, during this, I was aggravated in watching it. I don't like to see these kind of things.
And Johnny Ray, you just recently finished watching this film, correct?
Last week I finished watching it.
Right. What were your impressions? I mean, when you finished the film, you know, reflecting on the experience, did it make you feel things? Were you angry? Did you cry? Did you laugh? Did you do all of the above?
Oh, I'm not prepared for this.
For me, it was an emotional watch. Like, I laughed and I was pretty upset at some points.
What I took away from it was just, I'm just going to say what I said last week about it was that I think most people watching it are going to side with the cops in most of the situations that Derek got himself into.
Really?
I think, yeah. Yeah, I think Derek, I think,
well, How about this one time is when they're chasing him down the street? He hadn't even walked into the building. They're trying to arrest him for trespassing on a place that he hadn't walked into.
I don't know if it's going to be most people. I think it depends on how much you can empathize with Derek J. And I think that Derek is the perfect subject for a movie like this because he's not... he's not a rude person necessarily. He comes off as a kind individual who's friendly, and to me seems like the clear victim in this case. But then again, I'm biased. I like Derek, and I like him personally. He was on the show for a very long time on Tuesday nights, actually. And I think that I get the Google alerts for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, so like if somebody watches this and it comes up online, there was a discussion forum, I think for like a mixed martial arts forum, like the last place you'd expect to see a discussion of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, but somebody who was on this forum posted their thoughts about the movie and posted a link to the YouTube version, which is, the full version of the movie. You can go and watch it right now if you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. But, reading the comments that came after that, it was a mix. So there were some people that totally got the movie and were totally on board with Derek J and his plight. And then there were others who, like you suggested, Johnny Ray, were totally with the cops, and they thought Derek J was just a troublemaker and a low life, but he didn't try to make trouble. He just tried to, have a dance party and ride
a joint
right
in front of a police officer.
And that's not making trouble. That's just enjoying a joint.
Yeah, that's pretty heroic. He was packing a bowl, wasn't he?
He was packing a bowl, that's correct. But, nonetheless, there were a variety of responses, and I think that shows that it's a good movie, that people, whether they felt one way or another about Derek J being the hero or the the bad guy, the protagonist or the antagonist, they had very strong feelings about it either way they went. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what I want to happen. I want people to feel something when they're watching the film. As the executive producer of the movie, I'm really proud of this movie. I want people to feel things about it. I want them to recommend it to somebody else, because I don't really care about the people that feel like the cops are the good guys in this movie. Uh-huh. I don't care about those people. I want this movie to reach the people who can identify with Derek and who, might, like, for instance, a lot of us might have felt in the past, might feel alone, might believe in the ideas of liberty, or at least be close to understanding them, and maybe this movie will push them a little bit further in the right direction. They'll encounter ideas like the Free State Project.
Yeah, it's a great description of the Keene experience.
The Keene experience.
Yeah, I think the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the film, the DVD, is a very good look at the Keene.
I would agree with that.
Experience.
And hopefully it'll attract some people here, because it'll show them that there's something special happening in New Hampshire, and specifically in Keene. You can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. You can pre-order your copy. Its official street date is coming up on the 19th, so we're 2 weeks away from the street date. I have a feeling that it will not be delayed, because we actually have the physical, real copy here now.
This does make a difference.
I'm excited. Order.victimlesscrimespree.com. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.